We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Previously on Gresh and Keefe.
The Celtics have had this long homestand, even a longer than normal homestand, right? This is going to be game 5 and 6 at home. So even that's kind of an odd scheduling thing.
Yeah,
and then
it
back
is.
To back with the Heat, it's almost like a playoff series.
This is Gresh and Keefe.
How's about to defend? Oh. Tatum steals the pass. Tatum now is going to take it right to who's ever there, and he gets two.
What a finish!
That's what I'm talking about!
Andy Gresh.
Back outside. Tatum's going to take a three. Oh,
that's why he's there, baby!
Rich Keefe.
Back to Tatum. Plenty of time. Hits another one.
What are we witnessing here?
It is crazy good.
That's why he's the GOAT!
Gresh and Keefe right now.
MVP chance broke out tonight in the first quarter. What does that mean to you?
I love this place. I love being here. And hearing that during the game gives you, you know, chills. And I'm glad we got a win.
On WEEI.
Oh, my God. The Royals were in town.
Yeah.
The Royals were in town. Oh, let me get
you
the
like
peanut
that?
Butter
You're
out.
With that? People are into it. People are into it. Well, about half the population is into it. About half the population is not into
Lord,
it.
Good Lord. Who cares?
You know what? I'll tell you who cares.
Who?
The people of Wales.
Who? Oh, yeah. They're never there.
They're Wales. The Wales people.
The Welsh people.
The Welsh, because that is, I believe, the king and queen of Wales.
Whatever.
They wear a lot of crowns
Shouldn't
over there.
Shouldn't they be at the World Cup?
Probably. Well, no, they were accepting some awards. They had to come to Boston. And see, the best team in the NBA, the best player in the NBA, they were really fortunate to be in the presence of Jason Tatum, if you ask me.
That's what it should be. But as we, well, there was the.
Do you think NBC Boston, who I love and respect, and I'm in there occasionally.
You still get checks from them? Go ahead.
I do love.
Do
you think they showed the Royals enough?
No.
Do you think there should have been a Royal cam, really? We should have just had a picture. Thank you, Lord. You could have had a picture-in-picture of, was it Kate Middleton?
Yeah, it should have been. Oh, yeah, Kate and William.
William.
The dude.
Honestly, I didn't know. I was like saying, I'm like, oh, you know the Royals are at the Celtics game.
He was great in the Big Lebowski,
my wife
the dude.
Like, that's the only way to get her to look up at the Celtics game.
It's
like,
unbelievable.
Oh, the Royals are here? I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, they're sitting there.
Oh, just insufferable.
They were going crazy over it.
And the
it,
way
but.
That the, and look, I like Whit Grosbeck a lot and all that, but yeah. The fawning over these people, good Lord.
Paluca was like all over them,
and
he?
Satch Sanders was down there. Of all the Celtics all the world that you would have put down there to sit near the Royals, I would not have gone. Satch Sanders wouldn't have been on the bingo card.
No, but still pretty good, and it ended up being a pretty good game. The Heat gave them all they had.
You know,
Tatum had
an
awesome performance.
I'm a little worried about the Celtics defense, and I know they win 134-121. Well, because it feels like it's completely gone.
it's not as good. Well, I just think, too, like, their offense is so good and so efficient. They're scoring so many points that it's almost like we got to sort of reset. I don't think it's a – there might not even be, like, that number. Like, you remember when Garnett first got here, didn't they hold teams to, like, under 90? Like, they had some crazy thing, but they also played it at a much slower pace.
Yeah.
Right? So they're going up and down the court so much more that it's just – if they really need to put the clamps – on a team and play defense for a couple of possessions, I still think they have it in them. But you're right, they haven't been the shutdown, lockdown defense yet this
season.
And
I understand the Time Lord is a part of it, and Al Horford in and out of the lineup, and we got some Al Horford news to get to.
And Time Lord's apparently like scrimmaging?
Well, yeah, apparently Time Lord's jumped into scrimmage a little bit, so we always thought second half of the year, maybe even the final 30 games to be able to get him back. And look, I'm not besmirching the offense like Jason Tatum. Some historic historic numbers. And
he's getting silly.
Well,
is what it is.
49 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 assists. And I found this.
Yeah.
So StatMuse has a thing. Players with 45 or more points, 10 or more rebounds, and 8 or more three-pointers made in a game.
Oh, man.
It has only happened 8 times in NBA history. One player has done it twice.
Now, you wouldn't think on the rebound tip, but did Curry ever do it? Because I feel like Curry, every once in a while, will have a big rebound game.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
Yes, right. So on 10-21-21 against the Clippers, okay. He did it.
Did Kobe ever do it?
Kobe did it in 2008.
All right. And how many more guys am I missing?
1, 2, 3, 4, and then another one who did it twice.
Oh, now, man.
I'll give you a hint. Tatum's the only guy who's done it twice.
Really?
And believe it or not, his plus-minus in those games...
Oh, his plus-minus is silly.
...blows everybody out of the water. So there was last night against Miami, 49 points, 11 rebounds, 8 made threes, plus 29. Tatum also did it on January 23rd of 2022 against Washington, where he had 51 points, 10 rebounds, 9 made threes, and was plus 31. None of the other guys are even close.
Did Devin Booker do it?
He did not.
No, probably not the rebounds.
One of your favorite guys.
Damian Lillard.
Damian Lillard is one who did it in 2020.
All right, good for him.
He had 61 in his game.
Yeah, because it's trying to think of guys that can hit 8 threes and also get 10 rebounds, right? Because I'm sure there's the 40 point 10 rebound guys, and then there's the 8-3 40 point guys, but to get all of that together,
one big name guy that I don't love that you're much more into. Yep, Paul George.
Paul,
you
George
nailed
is
it.
Good, man. I know you don't like
he's
him.
Got a ton of great numbers. Yeah, and does. No wins. That's he did true. It 2019, 47 points and 12 rebounds.
What about his teammate Kawhi Leonard?
No.
Oh, okay.
Two more. One is another guy I'm not in love with.
Well, that's most of the league.
Fat.
Oh, Harden.
Harden did it once.
Oh, absolutely Harden would do
it. And the other one from 07, you're never going to guess.
Oh, 07. Oh, so we're... Steve Nash?
Good pull, but no.
Because he every once in a while, he might run into some rebounds.
Think big three.
Oh, did Ray Allen do it?
Yeah. I never would have. That would have been the name I wouldn't have gone on that. 54 points list. And 10 rebounds.
That's an interesting list. And speaking of the threes, 8 of 12. Because that's one thing with Tatum,
for Tatum, too.
It seems like certain nights, that's the one thing missing is like a good percentage from three. But he had everything locked in. And he had, 40 points after three quarters or whatever it was, I think. Like, his game was, I think he had 41 going into the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had 8. And did you see him? There was he really did a good job of not forcing things last night at all, and still like the points were coming to him. And then at the end of the game, I think he was sitting at 47 points, and he had there's a double team on him, and he hucked a three. And I'm like, God bless him.
He's going for 50.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you had the double technical and Bam Adebayo's out, so he went to the free throw line. That's how he got 48 and 49. But yeah, he's dominant. You know, we were kicking around the question a couple of weeks ago. Is he the best player in the NBA? And I think it's him and Giannis.
Well, these kind of performances are what Jason Tatum needs to continue to make the splash.
Yeah.
Because we know that Luka and guys like Jokic, they're consistent and they're already thought of MVP worthy level type players. Mm-hmm. And for Jason Tatum to make a big splash like he did last night with the 49 points, those are the things that help. And I know we heard a little bit of it in the open, but after the game, Jason Tatum acknowledged he heard those MVP chants.
That means everything. You know, it's something I've dreamed about as a kid. And to hear it in front of our home crowd, in front of the best fans in the world, it holds a special place in my heart. You know, I love this place. I love being here. And hearing that during the game gives you, chills. And I'm glad we got a win.
And they're legitimate MVP chants. I think the fans, didn't we chant for Isaiah Thomas MVP back in the day? So there are some.
Been bastardized a little bit, hadn't it?
Yeah, of course. Sometimes you're just excited about and you're trying to, praise the best player on the team. But no, this is a legitimate MVP candidate.
And by the way, Jaylen Brown with 26 and Malcolm Brogdon with 21.
Yeah. That's the formula right there, mm-hmm. right? I think those are going to be your three consistent guys, and then you're going to get the occasional, Derek White is hitting his shots tonight.
There you
go. Or Marcus Smart or whatever. Horford, other guys, Sam Hauser, Grant Williams. But those three every night, two starters, you go, I mean, think about it. You go all NBA player to an all-star player to like sixth man of the year candidate. It's a pretty good formula to win the title right there.
I'm with you on that. 37937 for the text to jump in with Gresh and Keefe today. Good morning to the Twitchers, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Follow WEEI on Twitch. We will get the Bills Patriots for those watching on Twitch. Keefe is geared up
Let's go. Game day.
Ty Law jersey. The old school Patriot hat.
Ready to go.
And
that's what they're wearing tonight.
But it is. Bad boys. Yeah, everybody's all fired. My kids are all fired up. They love the throwbacks.
I want the helmet. I really want the white Pat Patriot helmet.
You want a white helmet?
They're pretty expensive though. And I just bought a
PS5.
Oh yeah, if you get like a real NFL helmet,
yeah,
you might as well buy a PS5. They're expensive items.
No kidding.
So if somebody wants to send that to me, I would be
You know, it is the Christmas season, and your favorite host is looking for a helmet.
He's looking for a helmet. Yeah, you try to buy like, and I'm not talking about like the little replica ones, although those aren't bad either. Like, those are a good time.
No, if you're going
to Pat Patriot
one.
If you're going to send me something, you better send it.
Will they give it
full size? I'm looking at this one right
full
now.
Full size white
full
helmet?
Full size. Yeah, and this is the one they normally wear.
Yep.
$531.
What?
And it's below the normal price. Apparently that's a good deal on it.
Oh my God.
Yikes.
That's way out of your price range.
It is.
Can you get a used one? Is it one on eBay or something like that? Yeah, slightly worn or
used
or whatever.
Give me the one that like John Smith's wearing tonight. He's not doing much with it.
Well, we'll get into the Patriots and sort of who's in, who's out. The Bills and the Patriots have some guys out on each side. But we did get a mini Woj bomb this morning relative to the Patriots, or excuse me, the Celtics. That Al Horford gets a two-year, $20 million extension. Two things. One, he left once before, so I think they're protecting against that. Because even though Al Horford is older, there is sort of the... Like, he's not Udonis Haslam.
No, he plays way more than that, and he's more useful than that.
But he has that effect in the room, and I think that's a part of the reason why you want to keep the guy. And when you think of the value of him and Time Lord now, tremendous value for Brad Stevens in having those guys together for the next 2 years or so.
And I know this sounds insane, but $10 million isn't that much in the NBA.
Hell no.
With the cap kind of going up, and you look at, like, that is still going to be... How many guys are going to make more money than him? Six? Like, he's like on the team, I mean. Like, there's going to be a ton of guys on the team making more than him. And, yeah, he's still productive. He might be one of those guys that, you know, this is going to take him until he's 39, which is pretty crazy. But you're not asking him to do a ton, right? Like, he's sort of like that glue guy, that locker room guy, but still a big man, which is the one area where, again, Time Lord, Grant Williams, like, they're not flush with big guys.
Would I rather have an old Al Horford in his prime Murder Cornet? I'll sign up for Al Horford.
Old ass Al Horford. And you talk about he left. I bet he doesn't regret the money that he made on that deal, but that was some wasted years.
Yeah.
And Philly and Oklahoma City was like, what am I doing? And now I'm sure he's as thrilled as anybody to be back here.
And it's good that he's around. Again, he's a good guy. He's good locker room. He's good leader, all that kind of stuff. So good for Al Horford. And Brad Stevens, I mean.
He's doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, listen. You know, there was the, how qualified is this guy?
Turns out.
He's done nothing wrong to this point, really, when you think about it.
No.
And had to deal with the mess of Udoka.
Well, and you wonder if that decision, how much of that was his either, right? Whether to fire the guy or whether to suspend him or what. Like, that was very
sticky. Might have been above his pay grade, right?
I would imagine that's the one move that the owner steps in and does.
We're going to jump right into Bills Patriots, and we want to hear from you at 617-779-7937. The confidence level going into tonight is what?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Is Gresh and Keith on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Who will lead something special tonight at Gillette Stadium at 8:15?
Oh, suck it up.
Oh, my God.
It's prime time.
If I didn't have 41 other things or jobs going on, I'd be okay. But 8:15 tonight on the Amazon and sort of on Fox 25 in most areas, or
Fox.
At least around here. No, it is, but I think people west of Worcester might get the old...
Oh, really?
I don't think Providence gets it.
Patriots market,
I think it's kind of a Boston deal.
Just Fox 25.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I'm watching it, so everybody else can fend for yourselves.
Oh, listen to you now.
I know.
Brag. Well, you can always go to Twitch, people. In fact, if you download Twitch, which you should to watch us, why wouldn't you?
What an opportunity.
But if you have Twitch, literally you press it on your phone or on your app, and it's right there. Like, it says live NFL football, where you can just click on it and watch it streaming. Mentioned about 10 minutes ago that now Trent Brown has popped up on the injury report as a questionable
illness,
which is not good.
No.
Because Damian Harris and Isaiah Wynn are already ruled out. You've got, Marcus Cannon's already on IR.
Yeah.
So
David Andrews, Yadni Kajust are both questionable. Although Kajust was questionable last week and played, Andrews didn't.
Send a message to Trent Brown?
Go ahead, send a message.
Even if you crap yourself, we won't make fun of you.
No, get out there.
Just get out there.
Ooh,
so, right.
Is it white pants?
Is
it white pants tonight?
That's okay. Who cares?
Well, I think a lot of people.
Well, I think they'll notice it, but would you rather have Connor McDermott at left tackle?
No, I would not.
So would you rather have a dump filled
stinky
pants at Trent Brown?
Yes, I would.
Out there with the trots.
Yes, I would too.
All but right. The Bills have ruled out starting
Bulls.
Left tackle Deion Dawkins as well, which is pretty big because their O-line has had some problems. So we're kind of landing on both teams are dealing with what they're dealing with. A lot of it is O-line related. I guess that's kind of where we begin.
Although last week, the Patriots' offensive line was pretty devastated by injury, and yet it might have been their best overall
game.
Held
up well.
And I think, you know, the Buffalo front, even without Von Miller, is better than the Minnesota front.
Agreed.
But it's not as good as the Jets front, or maybe even the Colts front that gave them some fits.
There's one wrecker, and it's really Ed Oliver.
Yeah. Yeah, and like we'll see with some of their other guys like Rougeau. I know he's missed a couple of games this year, but he can usually get up to
Jacques Rougeau is going to be Rougeau. In there. Greg Rousseau. That was good.
The Quebecers.
Put the Quebecers in there.
Get him out there.
Right.
And then is it AJ Epinesa, who remember was linked to the Patriots during the draft and then obviously went to the Bills. But
yep.
So a couple of guys that maybe could make up a little bit for what Von Miller does. But still, I mean, Josh Allen, remember 3 weeks ago we heard about the elbow injury. And you're like, oh, well, they still have two games with the Patriots. What's his status going to be? Is he going to be out? And if he's in, what percentage is he going to be?
I don't care that you broke your elbow.
Well, he was listed as a full participant each day at practice this week. And
It's more of the shorter throws with Josh Allen where it's really affected their offense, and that's where it's kind of shown up. Like, he can still throw the ball. He's managing it. And it feels like when it's a full-throated rip of a throw, he's good. But on the touch passes, that's where there seems to be a variance the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I still think he is I think the expectation on him at the beginning of the year was he was going to win the MVP. So anything less than that, you're like, oh, he's not playing as well. And yet he's still one of the 3 to 5 best quarterbacks in the league.
Right.
You know, even with the high interception total, well, guess what? There's also a lot of touchdowns. The team scores a lot of points. He is their offense. He's a threat to run.
That's the reason you kind of cut him some slack. He's their offense.
He is 100% their offense. Well, he and Diggs. I mean, Diggs is a huge chunk of the offense, obviously. That's his number one target by far. But then in the run game, because we've seen Lamar Jackson and Justin Fields have such success against the Patriots, not that Allen has the same running style as them, but he is a guy that is much more mobile than the Zach Wilsons, Kirk Cousins, Sam Ellinger, Jared Goff, Jacoby Brissett, and the other quarterbacks they've had success against. So, and the last two times they faced him was just a beatdown.
See, I know you're very much hooked on that, aren't you? The last two times out?
Yeah.
Because I think the Patriots have made some changes to their defense to be ready for this matchup. And that's the safeties, the guys that can run, guys like Mac Wilson, people like that. And plus, I do think that Buffalo's vulnerable. At the beginning of the year, it was, they went to Kansas City, got that big win. It was like, this might be the year. I do think they're vulnerable. And you mentioned the addition of the pass rushers outside Von Miller. Even though this comes from a duplicitous Ponska Mike Giardi at the NFL Network, he had that what happened when Von Miller got out of the game, Leslie Frazier had to start pressuring more. So how about this? It was over 50% of bringing extra pressure in the second half against the Lions and over 70% in the fourth quarter where they had to blitz. So early on, do Epinesa, are those guys able to get the pass rush going? Or will Leslie Frazier say, we got to roll the dice and at least blitz a little bit. Let's see how they react to
that
it.
That answer could be as simple as, does Trent Brown play?
It really could be. Right? You're right. I mean, David Andrews.
And Andrew, right. I mean, so let's see what the makeup of the offensive line is, because there's probably been more bad games than good games for the O-line this year.
Do you think the Patriots' pass rush is ready to, A, bounce back from a bad performance, but you look at this Bills offensive line, and you could argue that the biggest weakness arguably on the Bills roster is that group up front, and now they don't have Deion Dawkins, so it makes me wonder, you know, do they still put three wide receivers on the field a bunch? How do they try to take care of those guys? And how do they give special attention to Judon?
Yeah, well, I wonder how much they look at the Minnesota game and say, all right, this is what Minnesota did to Judon, and they kept him pretty quiet.
And they
quiet.
Slowed him down, right? Can we do the same?
Because, again, if you go back to last year, Judon was really quiet in those last two games, but how much of that was just, you know, coming back from COVID, like, he kind of ran out of gas. The whole defense kind of ran out of gas by the end of last year. Because I feel like that's the Patriots' real puncher's chance in this one is Judon having crazy game.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't necessarily mean 5 sacks, but it just means like making Josh Allen throw it quick. Maybe he, you know, forces an interception. Probably does have to have a sack or two at least. Maybe he forced a fumble, whatever. But if Judon's quiet, I don't really see how they win the game.
Well, I think it's, do you pressure Josh Allen, force him to make early throws? I'm not so sure about that. I think both teams are going to, at least in the first quarter, be like, all right, can we get there with four? Both teams want to do that. Have done that this year.
Especially the Patriots, because I think if you send a guy and that guy misses, because you can get your hands on Josh Allen and he can just kind of bat it away.
Correct.
And now all of a sudden you got six guys in the backfield. You have another five in coverage. If Josh Allen runs past the line of scrimmage, what's he going to get, 15, 20 yards? Like, I think that's what you have to really be worried about. Whereas if you just send the four, and even if you make him scramble, well, all right, now you got seven guys there that have an opportunity to step up and make a tackle on Allen, and maybe he doesn't pick up a first down.
617-779-7937. The folks over at the 33rd team do a pretty good job of, offensive identity, defensive identity, things like that. And the Patriots this year, 65% of the time, it's been just four rushers.
Yeah.
12% of the time, it's been three. Those are probably games in which you got the lead.
And like third and 20s.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Only 18% with five rushers, and they've only really housed it 5% of the time, meaning six or more. And for the Bills, it's, we know they want to sit back there and play in their zone. And that's where Ramondre Stevenson has shown up against the zone defense. Apparently, when it comes to targets and touches and things, whenever teams are playing zone, that's where Ramondre has been able to eat. And in the past 2 weeks, and it started with Indianapolis, really, where you either line him up on the wing or you're putting him in the slot. You're trying to get in that matchup one-on-one on a linebacker. Mm-hmm. And will the Bills decide to – apparently the game that they played the most man defense was against the Jets. Now, we know why, because Zach Wilson was in there.
Yeah, right.
But really the Bills are a zone team. They try to take away that stuff over the middle to sort of negate the Myerses of the world and people like that. But this might – really, I know you and I talked about it yesterday. This really might be a Ramondre game.
It kind of has to be. And even if Damian Harris was playing, and we know that he's out,
it would still be a Ramondre game.
And I think 20 touches is reasonable, and maybe even on the low end.
Probably.
Even though he's had the one game all year where he had over 20 carries, but they throw to him a lot too. So if you think it's 15 to 20 carries, 5 to 6, 7 targets, hopefully they're all catches. And that's something that you're going to have to see. Simple question, but maybe not a simple answer.
Ooh, I like it.
Who's this a bigger game for, Patriots or the Bills?
I got to tell you, that's a great question because, both need – it's funny because sneaky important in this is if the Bills lose to the Patriots, that makes them 0-3 in the division.
I think it's quite easily the Bills. I think the Bills right now aren't in first place.
Right.
They're the true Super Bowl contender in this matchup. So the idea of playing in the playoffs, whether it be in Miami or in Kansas City, which might be inevitable anyway, or in like one of these places.
Going to Baltimore.
Versus like you send Tua with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle up to Buffalo in the middle of January versus down to Miami. Like what a difference that could be.
It's a good point.
So I think it's bigger for them. And I know a lot of people are making it out to be like, well, this is a must win for the Patriots. And if they lose, they're done. How is that possible? I think they need to go 4-2 to get 10 wins. That'll probably get them in based on what the Jets and the Chargers and the Bengals are doing. They have to go 4-2. The two Bills games are probably their two toughest games. So if they lose this one, now it's a lot harder. You have to go 4-1 in your last five. But, I mean, it's still the same formula.
Right.
Don't you think? Like, you're going to have to beat Arizona. You're going to have to beat Vegas. You're going to have to, whether maybe it's beat Miami or whatever. We all know what the schedule is. So it's not like they have to run the table and it's like, oh, they're screwed. If you lose to Buffalo, I don't think there's like, forget it. The season's over. It's like, no, you're 6-6. You're still going to be in the hunt graphic when they put that up every weekend.
That's right.
You're going to be right there. And I don't think like the Chargers or the Jets are a guaranteed a playoff spot. So you're right in the thick of it with them.
I'm with you. And I think for Buffalo, this is where the expectations come into play.
Yeah.
Like, again, in a year in which they beat Kansas City and don't end up winning the division, that was not a part of anybody's plan when it came to Buffalo.
No.
And in fact, you would probably, at the beginning of the year, if I had said to you, oh, they're going to beat Kansas City but not win the division, you'd be like, wait, that doesn't correlate.
Yeah, right.
And that might happen. Mm-hmm. And this loss, really, the Bills are at the point now to where it's not that they – I don't want to say they can't afford a loss, But in a way, man, you go 0-3 in the division, so the best you can be is 3-3, and then you're kicking it down the road to different tiebreakers to try for them to, by the way, what looks like just going to be the number two seed, because unless something really sort of apocalyptic happened to Kansas City, they're probably going to be the number one seed.
And that's why, but then again, if they can win out and Kansas City trips up once, now you have the head-to-head, and now you have home field throughout. So like, it could change, you know, for them, depending on what Kansas City does. But yeah, the Bills still have another matchup with the Jets, another matchup with Miami, and they have to go to Cincinnati. So it's not like a guarantee that they can, you know, as long as they win that head-to-head matchup with Miami in 2 weeks, they're going to win the division. Like, nope, that's still very much up for grabs.
It's interesting that Cincinnati is on New England's schedule and Buffalo's schedule. Oh, Cincinnati might end up determining not only who makes the playoffs, but also who wins this division.
Yeah, I agree.
From the text of 37937, our friend Buzz the Pilot out of the 401.
All right, Buzz.
Said, guys, I'm down here in Northern Rhode Island about 5 miles from Gillette, and it's effing howling already. He did say maybe 25. He did KTS. I'm assuming that's knots. Maybe 25 knots plus gusts.
All right.
Now, I know that the weather report says that after, I think, like 6 or 7 o'clock, the wind is supposed to die down a little bit. But that really is the only mitigating weather factor that we'd be paying attention to. It's cold, great, layer up, not that hard, right?
Yeah.
But if it's going to be windy, we know that the wind patterns down at Gillette are a little different. I don't think it's a game to, it's not what they dealt with last year in Buffalo, don't get me wrong.
No.
But it is something to kind of keep an eye on. If it's going to be a close game, and oh, by the way, the Sharps are telling us a little something.
Yeah, what is going on there?
So, Patriots opened at +5.5. As of last check, and I didn't jump on Sportsbook Rhode Island just to see where they were at, but I know, like, BetMGM and it Sportsbook Rhode Island, same thing. It's the Patriots +3.5, and the money line has gone from 190 to about 155.
Yeah, I was
majority of tickets and money are on Buffalo. But I think there is some bigger bets on the Patriots. So I think there's some sharps that are attracting a certain amount of action.
I'm not sure why. Like, I can't figure it out. And I know the Bills haven't looked great.
I think it's more about Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo,
they feel very vulnerable right now.
But then again, I mean, like, that's a Thursday game in Detroit. They had that weird schedule. They played back-to-back games in Detroit. They had to move a home game because of a storm. I think it's got more to do with that. Like, now they've had a full week to get ready. This is a true normal road game.
A
normal week, yeah, as far as like days in between, the weird challenge. Like, they thought they were playing a game in Buffalo. Then all of a sudden they had to travel, but there was a travel ban. Then they got out to Cleveland late. They still ended up winning that game, but it was in Detroit. And then they go home. Then they go back to Detroit, play the early Thanksgiving game. I just think they're so much more talented, and the quarterback the quarterback matchup is so lopsided that 3.5 seems really strange.
I think the elbow of Allen is a part of it as well, and people reacting to what's going on. By the way, in terms of Josh Allen, what is it? 7 of his 11 interceptions have come in the last 5 games.
Yeah,
so there's a lot of reaction.
There's
to that too.
And I believe 4 of them on the season have been either in the end zone or in the red zone. Like, he's been throwing a lot of bad picks where they easily would have scored points, and he didn't do it. So yeah, he hasn't been as, you know, flawless or unstoppable as in the last 2 years.
But they need him to be Superman every week.
And yet he's still really, really, really good. It's just now that, you know, all the attention is on him every single week.
So I don't know what the morning routine is necessarily for you there, Keith. You know, me, I get up in the morning, and I'm sitting on the can.
Sure.
I hit a couple different apps, right? I'm going on Twitter.
Okay.
I'm going on Facebook just to scroll and see what's on there. Then the gram.
All right.
So I go on Facebook today.
Yeah. So that kind of ages you a little bit.
Well, no, because you never know what.
If you go on Facebook, sounds like you're kind of maybe a little older.
Yeah, until I dropped the nugget that David Ashworth, who is the owner of Parma Restaurante down in Smithfield.
Okay.
Sal Capaccio and crew decided to go in there because David reposted Sal going off about
Sal Sports.
So it was a big team dinner.
What is Keith's first name? I just want to get it right here. Yeah. It is Rich Keith.
So it was a big team dinner down there last night with Eric Wood and others. So they I know David
a
little bit.
Is this a working day for Sal or Sal the day off? I know he doesn't work every day of the week.
The wind might blow him over a little bit.
So he's an Odyssey employee. He's got flex time too.
Oh, good point.
Oh,
him
and Chime
are doing a quick 9 together.
They could be.
Oh, God, no. Are you kidding me?
They're not going to hit the links?
Because neither of those guys want to pay. Nobody's going to give them a free round in December or anything like
that. Well, Shime could walk up, or Sal could, well, probably not around here, but Shime could walk up and use his radio voice like you do at the Chinese restaurant, maybe.
John's hung up on that some reason.
Do I have a different voice?
He brings that back all the time. I feel like you have the same voice on and off the air.
I think you have the same voice. You brought it up. You were the one who said that.
I don't use the radio voice at all. They know me, baby. I'm on TV down there. Put that in your brag. How about that?
I think you
brag
will.
It up.
Too many brags.
We have a few brags.
Oh, we have a ton already?
Yeah.
And from other shows?
We have other shows. We have other people. We have non-radio people, too.
Yeah, oh, we do?
Ryan, the afternoon producer, left us a gem in my folder this morning.
Can't wait. Everybody's getting on board with the humble brag.
All the time. People have been sending them on the text line. That was smart.
37937. But it's good to know that the Bills Radio Network fueled up last night.
Good.
And Big Sal.
Yeah, good. Carbo load.
Now, see, I wonder if Sal got 10% off by throwing it on the Facebook page and the guy retweeted it or put it out there.
Did he hashtag add it?
No, he didn't.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Odyssey rules.
Plugola. Payola.
And Eric Wood looked like he had a mound in front of him. And good for him, by the
good
way,
for
former
Wood.
O-lineman.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got great hair. And I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
His hair is every bit as good as Sal's is bad.
Sal doesn't have any hair.
I know. There you go. That's the fun of it. And it's good that our guy Sal Sports can kind of take a joke a little bit. Speaking of, you need keys to a Patriots win. Keith's got them. You'll get them next.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Listening to Gresh and Keith
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Rich Keith, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now,
what are your two keys tonight?
Gresh and Keith presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keith's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keith's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keith's Keys.
It's Keith's Keys.
Thursday night football. We have Patriots and the Bills. Should be a good one. The 8-3 Bills, the 6-5 Patriots. 8:15 kick from Foxborough. 3.5 point dogs are the Patriots. They're home dogs. Over under 43.5. We sort of discussed this a little bit earlier, Gresh. 3.5 down from 5.5 when this thing opened. So people are putting money on the Patriots. Still not really sure why, but maybe the keys will lead you to that. How about this? The Patriots are 7-0 at home in their Pat Patriot throwback uniforms, which they'll be wearing again tonight.
Yeah, and if anybody's got a helmet and a discount, keeps listening.
Yeah, absolutely. In the last two meetings between these teams, according to Bill Belichick, the Patriots maybe almost made the Bills punt once. Which was later debunked.
That's right.
That actually never happened either, so didn't happen. Josh Allen is undefeated on Thursday night football.
Oh, really?
1-0? Yeah, it's like 4-0.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
wow. He's got a good primetime record, too.
However, his worst month as a starter, December.
All right.
Quick calendar check. It is December 1st.
December 1st.
Wow. Mac Jones has a losing record in primetime.
Wow.
Like Andy Dalton and Kirk Cousins.
Oh, my God.
What did I say about Mac Jones? Losing record
losing
in primetime?
Losing record in primetime.
Buffalo has lost.
You got so excited for that one.
That was a good key. Buffalo has lost so many games to Belichick, they named their team after him. The Bills.
Davey would be proud of that one.
They named their team after him.
New England enters this week tied for third with Pittsburgh and the Jets with 12 interceptions, trailing the 15 by Philadelphia and 13 by Buffalo. The Patriots have led the league in interceptions four times, 2020, 2019, 2010, and 2003. In a related key, Josh Allen leads the NFL in interceptions this year with 11.
11.
Steph Diggs has accounted for 32% of all Bills receptions, 35% of all Bills receiving yards, and 39% of all Bills receiving touchdowns.
So it sounds like they need somebody to take him out.
At the knees.
At the knees.
It's Thursday night game, which means it's on Amazon Prime Video. However, locally, it will be on Fox. So you don't have to, you know, load the app, try to flip channels. Loading, loading, waiting, waiting.
Buffering.
Fox. Game will be on Fox.
Somebody on the text line said NFL Network has it in Maine. I'm not sure about that.
Can't confirm nor deny.
Where's Phil in Maine?
That is a possibility. Bill Belichick has won six Super Bowls as a head coach. The Buffalo Bills, as an entire franchise, have won zero Super Bowls.
Yes.
Zero Super Bowls.
That's the real trump card right there.
Zero Super Bowls. And the final key for tonight's Patriots and Bills game, no Derricks will be playing tonight. So if you're looking for some Derrick football, you won't find it at Gillette Stadium tonight.
So are we one game where there was a Derrick this year?
We've had one Derrick game.
How is that possible?
There's just no Derricks. People aren't naming their kids Derrick anymore. Or at least the Derricks aren't athletic enough to be in the NFL. I don't know what it is.
Okay, there we go.
Maybe that's it.
They're playing other sports, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, the NBA is...
full of Derricks.
Yeah, Derrick White.
Derrick Rose.
There you go. See, we
got two. Right.
Derrick McKee.
Oh.
That was a while ago. It's a good pull.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Famous Derricks.
Famous Derricks.
Bo Derrick.
Wow.
Hey, wow. Easy. Easy, fella.
Well, right. Look in the mid-80s.
Now,
putting that in the womb.
The 43.5 over under, do you have a lean either way on that one?
I'm feeling 43.5
to put there.
I'd probably say under, but not by much. Honestly, it's a stay away for me.
You're not going there.
But if I went, I went under.
Well, we have the big same game parlay. I know you don't like same game parlays.
We've got
the big juicy same game parlay coming up later in the program, where we'll have four picks all from this very game. And
Under?
I'm staying away from that. I do kind of, I don't know why. The only explanation I have is there's been some big bets on the Patriots, but I don't know how over the last couple of days you're like, oh, wait a minute, the Pats are actually really close with the Bills. Like, I don't see that.
I think it's reflective of the way people feel about the Bills right now.
I think that's
with the
be
injuries and Josh Allen and, you know, not that they're, look, people wouldn't bet it if they didn't think New England couldn't cover, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think a lot of it does come from Bills.
I think a lot of people, too, a home dog in the division, I think there's a good record there. Or at least my mind is telling me that.
Somebody said minus 3.5 at home, 3.5 point dogs at home cover 80% of the time. So there you go from
beautiful.
The 603.
There you go. There you have it.
And they're up in New Hampshire where they, you know, have gambling.
Ooh, Derek Coleman, Derek Fisher, some more good Derricks.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're all basketball players.
All basketball.
All Derricks play hoops.
Any big baseball players I'm trying to
Derek
think?
Derek Bell.
Oh, there was Derek Bell. Yep.
Yep. And
who's that guy who played for the Yankees? Jeter.
I can't think of anybody.
That's true.
You're thinking of Bertie Williams.
No, you know what it is? The fact that it's D-E-R-E-K.
Spell it any way you like.
Right, right.
Throw a Y in there.
D-E-R-I-C-K. Yeah, that's why I didn't
think
of
Derek
Jeter.
Yeah.
That is pretty good, John. Give you credit on that one. Mm-hmm. Andrew Raycroft will talk Red Hot Bruins next with Gresh and Keefe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.